You can have it all. Great pay, awesome benefits, a flexible schedule, the chance to grow. At Cox, we're recruiting auto and diesel technicians to join our Manheim and Fleet Services teams. If you're ready for a new job and want to experience an award-winning workplace, drive your career forward with us. Visit cox.career/autotech to learn more. That's cox.career/autotech.
With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Away we go for Thirsty Thursday. How are you? Thanks for being here. I'm Tyler Glenn, and welcome into the Beach Bunker and a show about some food and some fun places and a little bit of mayhem of life. Speaking of mayhem, next time you go to Vegas, forget the zip line. Forget sitting in the wave pool or touring the strip in a limousine. How about a shopping cart, a giant shopping cart? Sunseeker doing it as we speak. And we got the pictures and the video to prove it. Awesome stuff coming up. Speaking of some amazing pictures and video, doorbell camera captures the moment a woman gives birth. Doorbell cam is good to see when, you know, other packages come. The Amazon delivery guy, maybe somebody's trying to sell something. Well, this is quite the package being delivered. Want to lose 100 pounds? Experts say there is a two-ingredient snack that'll help you lose 100 pounds. They've got my attention. We'll take a look together coming up on the show. Also, one and done. This is interesting. One and done. The Canadian family is now parents with just one child and some with no children at all. Kind of a bit of a shocking new study released this week, and we'll talk a little bit about that. A little bit old. Also, it's National Family TV Show Day as we get into your Thirsty Thursday. Las Vegas. The good thing about Las Vegas is really, and I hate to be cliche, is that there really is something for everybody to do there. They've got football now. They've had hockey for years. They'll soon have baseball. The Tropicana is going to be destroyed in the coming weeks. They're going to pull it down. It's been in business since the 50s. They're going to have the Oakland A's move to Vegas. So there'll be Major League Baseball. They'll basically have all the sports but basketball. Go to the range, unload M16. I'm like, oh boy, this is not good. Ooh, this? I'm feeling the power. Cindy says they're down there for a wedding right now. There they are in front of their shopping cart. I think a few people need this when they go to Costco. Or the liquor mart. You need a shopping cart this big when you hit the liquor mart. Look at the size of that thing. And of course, it's got seats in it. Cartzilla. And she's got some video she shared too. All right. Well, they're playing some tunes here. Oh, we're going to go for a cruise down the strip. This is awesome. Corinne, thanks for sharing this. This is awesome. Past Treasure Island to your right there. And to your left is the Palazzo. And to your right is Treasure Island as we go down the strip here in a damn shopping cart. That looks like fun. And that looks like something I would do. And they've closed the Mirage. That's another one they're going to tear down. In fact, I read yesterday that the Circus has been sold. Isn't Circus with the indoor rides? It is. Thanks for the little tour there, Corinne, and good luck with the wedding. Still looking gorgeous, pink and beautiful. Closer to home, what's beautiful is the Elkhorn Resort and Clarso Nordic Spa. Don't forget their spa special. Their stay and soak spa special continues until the end of the month at Elkhorn Resort and Clarso Nordic Spa. Plus, we announced yesterday they've got some amazing entertainment planned for the month of October. If you're in the Riding Mountain National Park area, it would be a great idea to swing by Elkhorn Resort and the Clarso Nordic Spa to check out what's going on in a place called the Buffalo Bar. October 4th and 5th, Natalie Bourne will be performing. October the 11th, Juliana Moore. Jane Friesen will be performing October 18th and 19th. And on the 25th and 26th, there will be Katie McDonald performing in the Buffalo Bar. So just what you need to remember is that if you're up in the Riding Mountain National Park region and you want to take part in a really great deal for a stay and soak special, make it the Elkhorn. Good deal until October the 31st. And they've got great food. They've got stuff to do for the whole family, 12 months of the year. And, I mean, we're getting into the fall months, which means more activity in the Buffalo Bar and entertainment basically every weekend at the Elkhorn Resort. Your time is running out for you to pick up your glow-in-the-dark merch from Tim Hortons. Oh, these are hot. It's the hottest Halloween merchandise on the planet, and Tim Hortons has got it. They've got the glow-in-the-dark Tim buckets. They've got the ghost coffee mugs that change color. They've got the glow-in-the-dark tumblers. And again, it's for a limited time at Tim Hortons Westman, an area with 10 locations to serve you in Brandon, Verdon, Neepawa, Dauphin, and Moosomin. Okay, and don't forget, buy any size hot or cold coffee and get a classic breakfast sandwich for just $3. You've always got time for Tim's. And I hope you can make some time for us this Saturday at Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC Certified Service Express. I've got a $20 Shell gas gift card just for you to put some free gas in your tank. What do I need from you? I just want you to come and say hi, get your tires tested for free. See, we're gonna do a tire safety Saturday. This all starts at 10 a.m. Saturday at Murray's. Goes until 2. I'll be there from 10 till 12. And one other thing that we're gonna do is we're gonna try and collect some non-perishables for the food bank because Thanksgiving is just over a week away. And we would like to make sure that they're fairly well stocked down at the food bank. So if you can help support the cause with a can or two of food or maybe a package or two of KD, we'll make it worth your while. We'll give you peace of mind when we check your tires at Murray's, and we'll give you a $20 Shell gas fuel card while supplies last. Center Bay. Okay, remember that. Center Bay. You'll see me there. We'll be live streaming starting at 10 a.m. Saturday at Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC Certified Service Express. Again, they're at 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon. And that will start Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Now, we're keeping fingers crossed as far as the internet connection is going. And that seems to always be the theme with this show when we step outside the box a little bit, especially on the weekends, especially in places that we've never been before. However, if we have some challenges, we'll just move to the phone and we'll do some live updates that way. But I will be there and I look forward to seeing you and I thank you in advance for dropping by. And again, we'll make it worth your while with a gas card. Today's a bunch of stuff. Today is Global Smoothie Day and it's National Family TV Show Day today. You're sitting on the couch watching this. Your spouse is sitting upstairs watching that. Kids are off in their rooms on the tick-a-tocka. Those days, I think, might be gone of the family TV show. However, Janine says Survivor, Amazing Race, The Voice, and American Idol. We still watch those together. I think we have one. I mean, David doesn't live with us anymore. He's got his own place, and Libby's in university. But if we're all together and we're going to watch a show, Big Brother is one that we like to watch. I don't know if we really necessarily like to watch Big Brother or just scream at the television. We like to scream strategy, scream at each other, scream at the contestants, scream at the moon. It's a lot of fun, but that's the only show left. And before that, I can't remember the last show because they're just every show is targeted to a different demographic. So It's hard to have a family show. Derek says, nope, no Sheldon. Still rewatching How I Met Your Mother. Friends? Friends is a good family show. But there are some people saying, including the cast members of Friends, Jennifer Aniston recently said that there is a lot of offensive content in Friends. So watch with caution. You know, because things change. You want to be offended. You want to be offended? Watch Archie Bunker. Holy man. Those old episodes of Archie Bunker, they're... And I am anything but woke or politically correct, but even I know that I go, whoa, boy, that ain't going to pass today, man. That, and even some Married with Children with Al Bundy, I'm like, whoa, funny, really funny, but you're not getting away with that in 2024. You can't make stuff like that anymore. You can't. Molly says, anybody watch Wife Swap? Or... But I think that's what you mean in your comments when you say, wife swap anyone? All of a sudden everyone's, oh, yeah. Who's Molly on TikTok? It's like, we got Danny and Pete. And it's like, I'm up for it. William, I'm up for it. Yeah, let's go. No, we're talking TV. Relax. Quentin says, Pluto has both a Family Ties channel and a King of Queens channel. I watch both pretty regularly. Yes, but are your kids interested? Like, we're talking family shows. So this means that the kids will sit down and actually watch it with you. Your spouse will. And I'm talking sitting, watching the show, not like this. Huh? What happened? Did you see that? Did I? What? What happened? Or are we all just watching TV like this? Are we all just? They do like the King of Queens. That's fantastic. I wonder why. I'm thinking that it maybe is it maybe a little is it relatable for them potentially? I don't know. Enjoy yourself because Canada is turning into a country of one and done. One and done. Startling new statistics say that in this country, it's official. The Canadian family is two parents, more often than not, single parent, one kid. This is where it's going. And the statistics were released earlier this week. Canada recorded its lowest ever fertility rate for the second year in a row. So the average household is now a couple of parents and one kid. And in some cases, no kids. And all you need to do is ask around. So you thinking of having kids? The overwhelming response these days is no way, man. Look at this picture. Talking about sitting around the TV as a family and watching the boob tube. Look at how many kids they've got. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Holy crow. You had some friends that had 7, 8, 9 kids, didn't you? Hi, Carrie. Good morning. The big families. My dad, there were 5 or 6, maybe even 7 in my dad's family. His brothers and sisters, huge family. Had lots of uncles, lots of aunties. Even on my mom's side, there were 3, 2 brothers and my mom. And it seemed like in the 80s and 90s, kind of went to 3 or 2, and now it's 1. Now we're down to 1 next generation. There won't be any. Quentin says people are missing out. They're a lot like puppies. Don't say that. Don't say that. This argument pops up all the time because pet owners are like, I don't want kids. I already have a dog and it's my kid. And then you get these parents that are exhausted, hair disheveled. They haven't had time for themselves since, 5 years. And they're exhausted. They're at their wit's end and they hear a comment like, I don't need kids. I've got a dog. And you've just finished running like your kids all over hell's half acre, they call it. You're like, no. There is really no comparison. There's a little bit more high maintenance. How many kids in your family? What are some of the biggest families you've seen? Maybe you come from a big family of brothers and sisters. How big? We're moving to one? We're moving to one. We've moved to one. They just don't want to. They just don't want to have kids. Doesn't help that the U.S. Surgeon General back in August warned about the impact of parental mental health, saying that parents have some of the worst mental health on the continent. It's just too tough to do. It's so tough. Now, I really hope that this brings some solace to those who might be catching the show on the podcast, watching the stream, and you're stressed out. You're overwhelmed. You are not alone. This is widespread. Mental health among parents is absolutely awful. It still is, even though we're kind of at the top of the affordability mountain. We're at the maximum affordability crisis. And we'll get through this. You'll get through this. However, on the other side of this, when we do get to the other side, our kids are going to grow up. And then they're going to say, I ain't doing that. I ain't doing that. I don't want to do that. Thank you, Mom. Thank you, Dad. Debbie says people have no idea what they're missing out on without children in their family. Molly says, I have no money for kids, no patience, and sometimes I end up neglecting easy things that I got to do, let alone feeding and teaching a kid every day. No thanks. And that is the predominant feeling among young people, Molly. Yellow Jacket says, on my dad's side, there were 14. My mom's side, holy shit, 14. How can you tell they had no hobbies back then? Well, they had a hobby. You got 14 kids. On my mom's side, there were 9. One of my great aunts had 16. Holy cow. Janine says, my dad was one of 11. Molly says, then I bring up that up to people, why I don't want to have kids. They always give me shit, say, well, we had to when we had kids in the 90s. I guess that's your choice. Well, see, that's not fair. Everybody's got to do their own thing. I think what concerns me is that it's the prevailing opinion of young people. It's a group think. Like, this is a trend right here. Everybody has to do what's right for them, and kids aren't for everybody. And if you don't think they're right for you, you're probably right, because it's a ton of work. It's a ton of work. It's very rewarding, but it is a ton of work. And I think the big thing is not just as much the work, not just as much the emotional investment, but this is the big one, the cost of kids. It is just far too expensive. From feeding them, apparently that's something you've got to do. You've got to cook for them. Well, chicken fingers again it is. Chicken fingers for the millionth time. Give them a couple of chicken fingers and some pizza pops and you're good. Debbie says, my mom came from a family of 13. Dad came from a family of 9. And Steelman has a good point. There was a time where it was kind of a competition. Well, Martha's up to 14 kids now. What do you think there, Barry? I think that we're done. I think we're done. We've already got 9. I mean, we got to get moving here. Just give them the award. What's the award? What award do you get? And Molly says, I'm aware enough, unlike a few people I know that have had kids and then regret it. And there are whisper entries, Reddit entries, groups being formed in social media by parents who secretly admit that they had kids and hate it. One of the interesting parts of the internet, this anonymous, I'm going to confess I feel terribly guilty, but oh my God, if I was to go back in time, and there's a lot of them. Quentin says, my family is my inspiration. Well, and that's why it's a very personal choice if you're going to have a family. A lot of people have a family and they are inspired for the first week. But unlike a puppy that you can take to the adoption shelter. You cannot return a child. Although some have tried. Maybe you can. I don't know. I don't think so. It is not a thing. And I fear that some people that have had their kids and really weren't ready for it are treating them like Fabergé eggs, which is way worse than deciding not to have kids. Your kid is not a Fabergé egg. Your kid is not an influencer. Your kid is not to be used to get likes and loves on the internet. Knock it off. Your kids are your kids. Like Quentin says, they should be your inspiration, your attempt to leave something better behind. Because you will leave. We all have to go. We're all standing in line waiting. And they have such young, little, impressionable minds. But it's okay if you don't want to. And it's better you make that choice than to think, yeah, I'll give it a whirl. It's not exactly something you give a whirl. Koenig Stowe says, as a teenager, I didn't think I wanted kids, but I ended up having four. Hey, Lindy. Yellow Jacket says, when I did up my family tree in the 80s, there were 500 descendants of my great-grandparents living. Holy man. That reminds me of Dandelions. It's like you got a family of thus Yellow Jacket. Yellow Dandelions. 500. Holy cow, that's amazing. But I'll tell you, one thing that will make the kids in your home happy, monster cookies. Cinnamon buns, cinnamon rolls. You will find delectable delights just like Cindy did. Sausage rolls, pizza buns. It's the house of treats, the house of baked treats they are. Kuiper's Family Bakery, sponsors of the show. Stop on by today. Pick some up for the kids. They love monster cookies. Everybody loves the monster cookies. At Kuiper's Family Bakery, get a box of delectable treats or a tray of treats for your crew. Nanaimo bars. When's the last time you had one of those babies? Cream-filled pastries and more. You'll find Kuiper's Family Bakery at 1411 First Street, just north of the First and Richmond corner, beside Tasty's. You will leave there. Your car will smell like a baker. Go for the smells. You go for the smells and you stay for the delectable delights at Kuiper's. Oftentimes, when you work at an establishment, you get a discount. The employee discount, they call that. Sometimes it's 5%, 10%. Sometimes as much as 20%. Sometimes they give you stuff at cost. It's an exciting thing. It's a nice benefit to have. And guess what? You work at Leon's now until October the 16th because they've got the employee pricing event on. That means you pay what they pay, as if you had worked at Leon's Furniture Superstore. So until the 16th of October, go and check out the amazing deals at Leon's Furniture, Appliances, Electronics, and you pay what they pay if you are working on staff at Leon's. The employee pricing event on for a limited time next couple weeks at Leon's 3635 Victoria Avenue. And before you get there, filling your house, your new home with the beautiful furniture, you have to make sure that your legal needs, all those I's are dotted and T's are crossed on your new property. Maybe you're buying a piece of land and to put a house down on there. Maybe you're buying a new house for this family of 14. Make sure you got a great lawyer, and they don't come any better than App Law Office for real estate law, estate planning, estate law, and corporate transactions, too. If you're thinking of taking your small business and making it into a corporation, they can take care of you at App Law Office. Building lasting relationships one case at a time. You'll be glad you called or DM'd or even dropped on by and asked for Andrea. At 642 18th Street, Unit A, across from the RBC on 18th.
You can have it all. Great pay, awesome benefits, a flexible schedule, the chance to grow. At Cox, we're recruiting auto and diesel technicians to join our Manheim and Fleet Services teams. If you're ready for a new job and want to experience an award-winning workplace, drive your career forward with us. Visit cox.career/autotech to learn more. That's cox.career/autotech.
It's here, the Omaha Steaks Cyber Sale. We're talking 50% off site-wide and an extra 20% off select packages. There's no better time to shop for everyone on your list. And when you shop OmahaSteaks.com today, you'll get an additional $35 off with code HOLIDAYGIFT at checkout. With Omaha Steaks, you can slay your gift list and send a perfect assortment that everyone will love. USDA certified tender steaks, beefy burgers, premium air chilled chicken, decadent desserts, and so much more. There's something for everyone on your list. And every bite is backed by their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't wait. Shop the Cyber Sale now at OmahaSteaks.com to save 50% site-wide and an extra 20% off select packages. Plus, get an extra $35 off with code HOLIDAYGIFT at checkout. That's OmahaSteaks.com, code HOLIDAYGIFT. Hurry, sale ends December 2nd. Terms apply. See site for details.
So millennials are a little upset about generational costumes. This is kind of fun. Oh, it's okay if we get to dress up like the cast of Grease, our leather jacket. But heaven forbid we start dressing like their generation. Have a look at this. This comes to us from Spirit Halloween, or one of those type stores. As we start buying more and more costumes, millennials are kind of freaking out. Oh, my culture is not your costume. She says, oh, there's Jennifer Aniston, a 90s short-layered wig. Oh, there's Urkel, the neighborhood nerd. The Y2K pink mini. Oh, yeah. Yes, yes, yes. The pop princess. There's Britney Spears. It's Britney. Oh, yes. Millennials are like, wait a second. Okay, yeah, cell phone. Yes, they have everything at these Halloween stores, don't they? Shania Twain. Oh, and the Spice Girl. And they don't even have to tell you what group it is. It's just, I love the 90s shirt. My culture, it's not your costume.
We can watch, not your costume. My culture is not your costume.
My culture is not your costume. It's the time to get offended. Oh, he looks cool. He gets the Employee of the Year award. That's not Jason. That's, what the heck is his name? Oh, Leatherface from Texas Chainsaw Massacre. But I think it's hilarious that they're like, oh, it's the time to be offended. Everybody is offended when a costume is made about them. That's thus the meme, right? These memes going around, yeah, people make them themselves. About their own career, about their own lot in life. Halloween. I never realized it was so controversial. It's okay. It's okay if it's the 50s or a hippie, or we can wear tie-dye. But heaven forbid, no. Not the 2000s, because that would mean I'm getting older. And I can't get older. That can't happen. No, it can, and it will. It's a lot of fun. These guys are putting together a concert. They'd like to have a few people in the stands, in the seats at the WMCA. Rob from Key West is one of the guys I know that's putting this thing together. And it's a show at the WMCA, all the hits from Huey Lewis and the News on October the 10th. It's a Thursday night. Good night to go out with some friends, maybe some coworkers. Tickets are just $46.50, and that basically includes everything, your tax, your service fee, so less than $50 to go and see this Huey Lewis and the News tribute band. They are fantastic. I've heard them before, not do the Huey Lewis stuff, but they cover all kinds of stuff. It's just they're going to theme it to Huey Lewis and the News for that one night only. Call the WMCA box office for more, 728-9510, hip to be square, October the 10th. At Auto Fashion, yesterday was Name Your Car Day. I had no idea that so many people actually named their cars, and I actually showed a picture of the Aztec there. Yeah, Walt. Or Heisenberg, as he's affectionately known. If you name your car, chances are you are really proud of your purchase. And whether it be ceramic coating that needs to get done, that special protection that keeps your vehicle pristine, the experts are at Auto Fashion. And maybe you've got a Heisenberg like mine. Maybe you've got a vehicle you've had for quite some time, but the inside is all gross and nasty. They'll detail it for you. Diamond detail. It's fine auto finishing. Just remember the name Auto Fashion. 255 17th Street North, behind Lee's Buffet, next to the car wash. Sunrise Credit Union, once again, they are looking forward to hearing from you. Do you have a not-for-profit or special community initiative that's going on? Sunrise Credit Union has once again opened the door to their Building Communities Grant Program. They're accepting applications for the program. They've given away tens of thousands of dollars to different groups over the last number of months. You have until October the 31st to let them know about the initiative that you've got going on. Again, Oak Lake Care Center recently got a prize. Swan Lake First Nation recently got a prize for some work that they're doing there as well. It's the Building Communities Grant Program. And they've got all the details at sunrisecu.mb.ca. And again, it just has to be a not-for-profit community initiative. Let Sunrise Credit Union know about it, and you could be winning a big prize from our friends at Sunrise Credit Union. A special good morning to my friends at Skydancer Casino. We're getting excited for that Hunter Hayes show on November the 2nd. And that's not the only reason to get excited about Skydancer Casino. They got some beautiful NFL machines there that pretty fun to play. They got an amazing assortment. These things are huge now. Used to be tiny little machines. They are like 6 feet tall, 3 feet wide, huge lights on these things. Amazing. It is so much fun. And if you can't make it on November 2nd, try to make it any weekend. They are open 7 days a week at Skydancer Casino. And then they're open 24 hours Thursday through Sunday. Great hot dogs on the casino floor, by the way. Great entertainment. They've got the water park there as well. And Fire's Edge Steakhouse. It's all at SkydancerCasino.com. SkydancerCasino.com. And still with winning co-ops of Westman, the Together We Win contest, you could win $10,000 for you and $10,000 for your community. See, these co-ops, they're all about giving back. And co-ops of Westman give you a chance to win some gift cards, tens of thousands of dollars in prizes. The 10 grand will go to you. The 10 grand will go to your community initiative. They're giving away the gift cards, the shopping sprees, and here's how you play. Spend at least $50 at your co-ops of Westman food store or gas bar. Then upload your receipt online and you're entered to win. There's no purchase necessary. Terms and conditions apply. Get full details at togetherwewin.crs. Co-ops of Westman. You're at home here at Heritage, Pemina, Twin Valley, Valley View, Boundary, Neepawa, Gladstone Co-op, and Hamiota Co-op. Why are people upset at Costco's latest addition to the food court? Well, they're upset because it's not available everywhere. At the Costco in downtown Vancouver, and I've actually been to this Costco, their food court sign looks just a little bit different because there is an item that is not available at every Costco. Let's take a look. And then somebody posted it on Reddit, and that's what's caused the big stir. There's the $1.50 hot dog. There's the $2.50 slice of pizza. There's their cookie. There's their ice cream. Check, check, check. Got it. But between the cookie and the pizza is something new. And something you don't see at every Costco food court. It's a California crab roll sushi. And the internet is melting over this. Are you kidding me right now? What Costco is this? How come my Costco doesn't have the California roll? I mean, the hot dog, can't beat that, man. Can't beat that. Going to Costco for some sushi. Has anybody tried the Krabby Patty? I like Wendy's. All right, thank you. Looks like it's got lots of lettuce, lot big pieces of lettuce. This is Jessa.
There's some type of sauce on here. I can't describe what it is, but it's really good.
Really good.
I honestly don't know what it is though.
Okay, so it's a new sauce, so that's what makes it different. Because to me, it just looks like a regular burger with extra lettuce.
I'm gonna try the pineapple frosty.
I gotta admit, the pineapple frosty sounds pretty good.
That's actually really good. The pineapple is there, and it's not too strong. I like it.
I had a baby on the front porch. Love these doorbell cams. You can record for hours on end. So should someone steal a car that's on the street and it's captured on these doorbell cams, you can see packages brought by the Amazon guy right to your front step and other packages, bundles of joy. Hey, wait a second. I think my water just broke. Oh my God, I'm having a baby. And there's a kid crying already. Oh my God, and she is going to have, you are seeing someone come right into the, and the kid is walking already? Is that the kid that she had? standing already. The kid is walking already. This is a Franken kid. Is this even real? It's a miracle. The kid is walking already. Did you see that? They cut away to keep us from the gore, and they protected the child's face. But look at, he's even born with a diaper on. No, I know that's not the kid. It's probably the brother or sister. Who messed up my sidewalk? I'd be opening the door going, what the hell is going? This is my door right here at the top of the screen. This is my door. I open that door, and there is a lady lying there on my step. She's made a mess of my step. Can someone please grab a garden hose? What is going on out here? We just had a baby. We just saw the miracle of life. I don't care. You wrecked my concrete job. I just got this done. Who's going to pay for this? Clean this up. Everybody's doing fine. And of course, Dad's got to make sure he gets it all on camera. Let's make sure we get some good angles here. This will go viral. This will be great. We'll be stars. We'll be stars. This will go viral. This will be great. I think the doorbell cam caught it. Birth on the doorbell cam. Special delivery. Special delivery indeed. And wait a second, the baby looks like the Amazon delivery guy. What the? Her name is Natasha Downing. She was 39 weeks along. Labor came quickly. Here is a picture of the Downings now. After their traumatic birth on the doorbell cam, everyone is smiling. Big brother there, enjoying the birth of the new baby, the Downings. There they are. This caught my attention. Not that I want to lose 100 pounds. I'm sure my doctor wants me to lose 100 pounds. He would be very happy if I lost 100 pounds. This caught my attention. Want to lose 100 pounds? Try this two-ingredient snack. Should do the trick. Want to guess what the two ingredients are? Go for it. Go for it. I don't think you'll ever get it. Unless you cheat, you go online and find this. What do you think the two ingredients are? Celery and water is what I would guess. Yeah, that's a good snack. That sounds delicious, doesn't it? Celery and water. Yeah, you eat enough celery and water and that should do you good. I was rather shocked that one of the ingredients is actually Nutella. Doesn't sound good. Doesn't sound good. Nutella is one of the ingredients. According to this dietitian, the two-ingredient snack that can help you with your weight loss and overeating is the combination of Nutella and plain yogurt. Right there. It's like pudding. The Cleveland Clinic agrees. The Cleveland Clinic says plain yogurt is one of the best snacks you can reach for. Rich in calcium, promotes strong bones and muscles. It's got probiotics. It's good for your gut. And it boosts immunity. You have to let me know if this works. I guess what's the worst that can happen? They're going to take your liquid away. This woman is talking like iced tea, bottles of water. You know what happens, right? You're going through the checkpoint, and they're saying, hey, you got to get rid of this because you're not allowed to take your fluids through on board with you. This woman says, yes, you can. You can take them on board if you do this simple little hack. And the hack is very easy. The night before your flight, take the bottle of iced tea, take the bottle of water, and freeze it. If you freeze your drinks, TSA can't take them from you. Is this true? So they're just like they're an ice cube in the bottle. I guess then technically they become solids and they can't take them from you. Now, I wish she would have posted a video of the TSA guy saying, yeah, you can go through now. And people are trying it. So here's the comments on this. Brizzy says, I did this. It works. However, I only got 3 sips on a 5-hour flight because it couldn't melt fast enough. Damien says, it's too bad you can't freeze booze. Jekayla says, though, you can freeze mixed drinks. Well, the more booze, though, the harder it is for it to freeze. Everyone wants to freeze the booze. It's not about getting an iced tea out there. They want to get some cocktails on there. Everybody wants to see if this is a real thing. So, if anybody is going flying, give this a try. Let's see if it works and see if you can get through the security checkpoint with a popsicle, essentially. And in the meantime, we'll prepare for Keyboard Friday tomorrow. Thank you, Sunseekers, for joining our ride. Where bright rays and good vibes collide. Goodbye for now, but it's not the end. We'll see you soon, like the sun. Once again, tomorrow for a Friday edition of the show. Make it a great Thirsty Thursday, guys. And thanks again for being here. We'll see you tomorrow morning.
You can have it all. Great pay, awesome benefits, a flexible schedule, the chance to grow. At Cox, we're recruiting auto and diesel technicians to join our Manheim and Fleet Services teams. If you're ready for a new job and want to experience an award-winning workplace, drive your career forward with us. Visit cox.career/autotech to learn more. That's cox.career/autotech.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.